I promise on my honor to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. I pledge myself to the service of Ghana with all my strength and with all my heart. I promise to hold in high esteem our heritage won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And I pledge myself in all things to uphold and defend the good name of Ghana, so help me.
The time is 6 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana, the news presented by Samuel Essa. In the headlines, President Mills addresses AU summit. Vice President Mahama assures Ghanaians revenue from natural resources will benefit all. Ghana Armed Forces ready to meet electoral challenges. And opposition in Senegal calls for more protests against President Wade's third term bid. First, a summary by Ibrahim Kwarten.
President Mills has challenged colleague AU leaders to take bold steps to boost trade among member states. Delivering his keynote address at the 18th Ordinary Session of Heads of State and Government of AU in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, the president encouraged them to consider the creation of an African continental free trade area that would span the entire continent. Vice President John Dramani Mahama has assured Ghanaians of government's commitment to the judicious use of proceeds from the country's oil and gas industry. Speaking at the induction ceremony of some members of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council in Accra, Mr. Mahama stated that the resources would be used for the benefit of all Ghanaians. The Chief of the Defense Staff, Lieutenant General Peter Blay, says the Ghana Armed Forces is ready to meet any challenges that would arise in the 2012 election. He has, however, asked the public to be tolerant in their endeavors and always resort to the rule of law. Lieutenant General Blay was speaking at a non-denominational Thanksgiving and religious parade at Bema Camp in Accra. And the opposition in Senegal has called for more protests against President Watt's plan for a third term. The opposition, who are united under the June 23 movement, warned President Watt that the time for talking is over. Meanwhile, the country's highest court has ruled that President Watt is eligible to run for a third term.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
The news in detail. President John Evans Atta-Mills has challenged colleague AU leaders to take giant steps that others have taken to boost trade among member countries. He said taking the necessary steps to enhance trade between African countries is not an option, but imperative. They must therefore embrace the creation of an African continental free trade area that would span the length and breadth of the continent. President Mills said this when he delivered the keynote address at the 18th Ordinary Session of Heads of State and Government of AU in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, on boosting intra-African trade. Radio Ghana's presidential correspondent Sefiya reports.
International trade statistics indicate that Africa's share in world trade has declined from about 6% 25 years ago to about 2% in 2010, less than 1% if South Africa is excluded. This trend points to the continent's marginalization in the context of world trade. The situation is no different, if not worse, with regard to intra-Africa trade, which has consistently remained minimal. It is estimated that African countries on the average do less than 10 to 12% of their external trade with each other. President Mills said, if African countries review the composition of their imports and exports on a country-to-country basis, they would realize that traditional trading relationships and patterns are changing. The implications of this shift for individual member states, he said, is something that needs to be seriously considered and reflected upon in order to have a thorough appreciation of the impact of these developments on their economies.
Africa has been a very important part of the planning of the world. We have fought for 50% of the revenue, and we have 50% of the total uncultivated American land. Even though we have been very abundantly endowed by the nature, it is quite clear that we have not taken advantage of those opportunities. So it is a powerful engine which drives economic growth and development. As evident by Japan, China, Malaysia, Taiwan, etc.
He said, while many countries have benefited from increased trade, Africa has in general been left behind. President Mills said, Africa's economy has become factor-driven and not efficiency-driven. Thus, he stressed, has to change if the continent is to move away from being price takers to being in a position to influence the pricing of products. President Mills cautioned the leaders that the youth will not forgive them if they fail to adopt far-reaching measures that will give them sustainable employment. President Mills said, Osagyefo Dr. Kwame Nkrumah and other leaders had a vision for Africa. It is therefore their turn to reawaken that vision and ensure that the continent reaches higher heights, saying the time to act is now. From Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, Seth Iya reporting for Radio Ghana.
Meanwhile, the AU has elected President Yayi Boni of Benin as its chairperson for the next 12 months. He succeeds President Teodoro Obiang Nguema Mbasogo of Equatorial Guinea. He expressed gratitude to members for the confidence reposed in him. Mr. Boni pledged to work hard as the continent has begun to assert itself among the Committee of Nations. He said he will continue with the good work done by his predecessor and improve areas of challenge. The AU has conferred on two African scientists the Kwame Nkrumah Scientific Awards for their tremendous contribution to science on the continent. Professor Oluwole Daniel Makinde of the Cape Peninsula University of Technology received the Basic Sciences, Technology and Innovation Award. Professor Marike Labushan of the Bloemfontein University also received the Life and Earth Science Award. President John Evans Atta-Mills and Samia Yaba Nkrumah jointly presented the award to Professor Makinde, while the President of Liberia, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, also presented the other award to Professor Labushan. Each took home a check for $100,000. President Mills, in a brief remark, said the awards are to motivate the scientists in their work.
We award you this prize, which is in recognition of your excellence in the field of science. Congratulations.
President Mills. Professor Makinde commended the AU for recognizing scientists at the highest level of the union. He said this will not only be a morale booster for scientists on the continent, but also encourage the youth to venture into that area.
Let me
start by thanking God Almighty for making this a reality in our lifetime. And I also wish to thank the AU Chairman, President Susan Boni, and all the ex-states that are present here to witness this. It is a great privilege and honor to African child that we are here today and be honored in the presence of our father, our ex-state. This award will boost our research and training of upcoming African scientists to higher level. The impact of this OU Kwame Nkrumah Continental Scientific Award on the rest of the African continent is enormous. It raises the profile of innovative research in science, engineering and technology in Africa and acts as a stimulus for scientific, engineering and technological advancement of the continent. It provides much needed role model for our upcoming African scientists and our youth and contribute towards achieving poverty alleviation and eradication and dynamic economy in Africa.
That was Kwame Nkrumah Scientific Awards winner, Professor Oluwole Daniel Makinde of the Cape Peninsula University of Technology. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra. The major stories: President Mills addresses AU summit. Vice President Mahama assures Ghanaians revenue from natural resources will benefit all. Ghana Armed Forces ready to meet electoral challenges. And opposition in Senegal call for more protests against President Wade's third term bid. Please stay tuned.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are total.
Welcome back. Vice President John Dramani Mahama has assured Ghanaians that revenue from the country's natural resources will be used judiciously to benefit all Ghanaians. This is in response to a call by religious bodies on government to ensure a fair share of proceeds from the oil and gas discovery. Mr. Mahama gave the assurance at the induction ceremony of the President, First Vice President and two other members of the National Executive Council of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council in Accra. Na Jagliago and Linda Nyam were at the ceremony and have filed this report.
Founded in 1969, the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council is a Christian body set up to demonstrate the love of God to humanity through the provision of social services. It is also to constitute an influential entity with the ability to discuss issues on national development and good governance. The Vice President said government is bent on ensuring that the country's oil becomes a blessing and not a curse. He explained that the revenue will be channeled into areas such as education, health and infrastructure.
As a government, we appreciate your advocacy role in collaboration with the Christian Council and other faith organizations regarding transparency and accountability in all facets of national life. And even more recently, in your advocacy in urging the judicial use of revenue from the country's blessing of oil and gas. I wish to reiterate the government's pledge to ensure that the bountiful resources God has blessed us with will be used for the optimum benefit of Ghanaians. These resources will be properly accounted for in a transparent manner.
Vice President Mahama bemoaned the speed at which modernization and Western culture is robbing the country of its value system. He therefore urged religious bodies to return to their foundation, which is the true word of God.
As partners in development, I would urge you as a Christian organization to redouble your efforts in your social intervention program while teaching peace and instilling a sense of decent values in our people. I say this because African societies are going through a crisis in our ethical and value system. Modernization and westernization have eroded our traditional value system. While it has come with many benefits, such as technology, space exploration, internet, modernization has also eroded values we previously held sacred. Respect and care for the elderly, our extended family system, and the principle of each as the brother's keeper have all gone down the drain.
Speaking Even on the general elections, Mr. Mahama asked religious bodies to encourage their members to participate effectively in the biometric registration exercise and the elections, adding that it is their civic duty. The Vice President reiterated government's commitment to ensuring a free, fair and transparent elections. The newly inducted president of the GPCC, Apostle Dr. Okoku Onyina, called on political leaders to sanction their members who attack others.
In the global Kenyan culture, it is a taboo to cut hair or to help them in society for any reason. Today, some politicians and congressmen following politics from other countries use all manner of unpredictable words and unproven allegations to attack others in the without any motive of shame. This particular issue poses great danger to the future of our country and in particular the peaceful conduct of the 2012 general election. We wish to recommend to our political leaders to sanction their followers who will sort with this unfortunate behavior. We count on you in this regard.
Apostle Dr. Onyina appealed to all political parties to avoid campaigns that can incite violence. Dr. Onyina also commended the Electoral Commission for its performance in past elections and asked it to continue to discharge its duties diligently. The other inductees are the founder of the Royal House Chapel International, Reverend Sam Kranti Angra, the president of the Apostolic Church of Ghana, Apostle Ebenezer Abeberese, and the general superintendent of the Assemblies of God Church Ghana, Reverend Dr. Paul Yao from Pomanso.
Na Jagweyagu and Linda Nyam filed that report. The flag bearer of the NPP, Nana Akufo-Addo, says the elections will provide Ghanaians the opportunity to make a sound choice. As such, the electorate should reflect deeply before casting their votes. Nana Akufo-Addo was speaking at the NPP's National Interdenominational Prayer Service at the Second Esports Stadium at Isipong. George Grant Yankson has the rest of the story.
The National Prayer Service was organized by the NPP to pray for peace before, during and after this year's elections. It was on the theme, Setting Forth Through the Hand of God. The party's presidential candidate, Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo, who spoke on the topic, Our Yearning for Peace, said the NPP stands for peace and that the peace of the country is non-negotiable. He said it was for this reason that the party accepted the results of the 2008 presidential election, although there were some question marks about it. Nana Akufo-Addo said the results of the election declared proclaimed the victor with the smallest majority ever in the world. He said in other parts of the globe, they would have demanded a recount, but the NPP did not do so in 2008 because the party believes that the peace, tranquility and prosperity of the country is more important than that of the individual. Nana Akufo-Addo said the party wants absolute peace to prevail after the declaration of results of this year's elections. Nevertheless, those who will organize the elections should ensure that they are free and fair and transparent and without any intimidation. Earlier, the national chairman of the NPP, Jake Obeki-Lamke, the majority leader in parliament, Osechi Mensah-Bonsu, and the NPP's presidential candidate for election 2012, Nana Akufo-Addo, read the scriptures. In a sermon, the Takwadi area apostle of the Church of Pentecost, who is also the Western Regional Coordinator of the Church, Apostle Dr. F.E. Anki said, peace is cardinal to national progress and prosperity. What the skills, the happiness, welfare, and success of the people are widely compromised. Apostle Dr. Anki, who spoke on the topic, seek the peace of the nation, and Ghanaians to ignore people who will incite them, but rather listen to the voice of God. He said, if the people seek true peace, God will surely visit Ghana in 2012, despite whatever the devil does. Apostle Dr. Andrew said, although the country has abundant natural resources, Ghanaians are wallowing in poverty and squalor, and attributed this to the fact that there is cheating in all spheres of national life. He therefore called on Ghanaians, both as individuals and collectively as a nation, to repent in order for God to reverse the situation.
George Grant Yankson reporting. The Chief of the Defense Staff, Lieutenant General Peter Blay, has asked the public to be more tolerant and have respect for the rule of law. He noted that since this year is an election year, the Ghana Armed Forces is ready to show more diligence, maturity and vigilance to meet the challenges ahead. Lieutenant General Blay said this at a non-denominational Thanksgiving and religious parade at the Burma Camp in Accra. The Director of Religious Affairs of the Ghana Armed Forces called on leaders to work towards making life comfortable for the people. The Chief Imam, Lieutenant Colonel Sanda Ahmed, cautioned people who are seeking leadership positions to be mindful of their actions. He noted that Allah grants leadership to those who are deemed fit. The service brought together sectors of security service such as the Navy, Immigration and the Air Force. The former clerk of the General Assembly of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Reverend Dr. Charles Jandria, has cautioned politicians against using the youth to cause violence before, during and after elections. Speaking at the national launch of the Presbyterian Youth and Students Assembly, PRESA, in Accra, Reverend Dr. Jandria noted that politicians will account for the life of any individual used to cause violence in the country. He urged the youth to invest their energy into productive ventures to benefit themselves and others. Here's a report by Victoria Aji.
PRESA is a large gathering of the youth and student movements of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana. It provides a platform for young persons and students of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana throughout the country to deliberate on critical issues affecting the church and society. Reverend Dr. Jandria said the youth constitutes a large proportion of the population and they are used as tools for violence during elections. This, he said, does not augur well for development since the youth raise their knowledge and wisdom intended to help boost the economy. Reverend Dr. Jandria called on the youth to direct their contribution towards the development of the country and ask for the direction of God in whatever they do.
When there is political activity in Ghana, it is the young people that politicians use to cause confusion. They will hold placards, written by somebody that distributed to them, then they will go and make noise and cause confusion. They will fight and then will be arrested and punished. And when they win the election, they forget about these young people. But what I'm saying is that young people can invest are spent in other profitable and productive ventures. If you want to win your election, go and campaign and don't tempt these young people with money and alcoholic drinks to go and misuse themselves. If the attack will tempt any of these young ones to fall, God will ask them to account for their lives.
The chairperson of PRESA Planning Committee, Reverend Philip Nye, said this year the assembly will focus on the youth and socio-economic development of Ghana. He said the same is appropriate since Ghana is in an election year and the youth have to be educated on their conduct during and after election.
Victoria Hadji reporting. Residents of Aveno in the Okakwe South constituency of the Greater Accra region are to benefit from various sanitation projects worth 500,000 Ghana cedis under the Sanitation and Hygiene for the Urban Poor Wash-Up Program. The program, which is in its third phase this year, will see the construction of toilet facilities, drainage systems, and provision of potable water in the area. This was announced by the director of CHF International, George Yomo, at a Durban in Accra to launch the wash-up project. On the international front, Senegal's top opposition politicians have called for more demonstrations against 85-year-old President Abdoulaye Wade's plans for a third term in office. Senegal's highest court early this morning ruled that the country's leader is eligible to run for a third term in the upcoming election scheduled to be held next month and dismissed appeals filed by the opposition. The Constitutional Council, appointed by Wade and known as the Five Wise Men, announced last Friday that the president's renewed candidacy bid is valid, which sparked deadly riots in the country, leaving one policeman dead in the capital, Dakar. The opposition leaders, who are united under the June 23 movement, M23, warned President Wade that the time for talking is over and called for mass protests in the next few days. The employer of the 29 Chinese workers held by rebels in Sudan's volatile South Kordofan region says he has set up an emergency body to handle the situation. Wang Xieping, a senior executive of the company, said officials are doing everything possible to rescue the workers. The rebels said the workers are caught in crossfire with the army, but are safe and in good health. Football. Zambia yesterday beat Africa Cup of Nations co-host Equatorial Guinea by a lone goal. The goal came through Zambian skipper Christopher Katongo in the 67th minute. Equatorial Guinea, who have won their two previous Group A games, have progressed to the quarter-final stage of the tournament. In the other Group A encounter, Libya stand a greater chance of qualifying to the next stage of the Africa Cup of Nations after beating Senegal 2-1. Both goals for Libya were scored by Boussefi in the 5th and 84th minutes. However, Senegal managed to get a goal in the 11th minute through Ndiaye. Meanwhile, Black Stars coach Goran Stevanovic has congratulated his team, the Black Stars, for ensuring victory in their second game against Mali. The Serbian said the team was in high spirit and determined to carry the day. The Stars recorded a 2-0 victory over their Malian counterparts to reach the quarterfinals of the ongoing 28th edition of the Africa Cup of Nations in Gabon and Equatorial Guinea.
I knew before the game that both teams is expert enough to know how to play this game. This game was against the nervous, you know. No, I want to lose this game. And in the half time, I just had some tactical mistakes, some details in the game, and you know, some details sometimes is decide the game. And really, I want to congratulate my players for the fantastic performance and effort, because we were before the game under a bit pressure, you know, and we need this victory for to take another confidence, because this team really is good and we can do a very, very well job.
Andre Didier-Ayew, who was adjudged the most valuable player of the game, was grateful to the team for their contribution.
To about this award, I think I need to thank all the players, all the staff, the coach, because if a player always managed to have such an award, is due to the team. So this award is not for me, but dedicated to the team. And I want to congratulate us for this game, because after our first game, a lot of people were putting question marks around Ghana. And today we have managed to prove that we are a strong united side. So I just want to say that we are here, we are going to fight to the end.
Black Stars midfielder Andre Didier-Ayew. We'll be back after this break.
Radio Ghana News, bringing you fair, accurate, regional and global news. We are Total.
Ibrahim Kwarteng now presents editorials of today's papers.
The Daily Graphic commends African heads of state and government for honoring the memory of Dr. Kwame Nkrumah by unveiling a magnificent statue of him. The paper says the move by the AU demonstrates that it is worth dying for a continent that honors its heroes. The paper, however, expresses sadness that though Dr. Nkrumah is celebrated in many African countries and at continental and international levels, Ghana has not given him much dignity in the past. Recalls how after Dr. Nkrumah's overthrow in 1966, he was bastardized with his effigy, books and anything that invoked his memory being destroyed. The paper hopes the country will learn some lessons from the honor done him by the African leaders, since that is the only way others, especially the new generation, can also develop a sense of duty to sacrifice their life and resources for the betterment of the nation. That was the editorial of The Graphic, presented by Ibrahim Kwarteng.
And then use the main points again. President Mills has challenged colleague AU leaders to take bold steps to boost trade among member states. He said this in a keynote address at the 18th ordinary session of heads of state and government of AU in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Vice President John Dramani Mahama has assured Ghanaians of government's commitment to the judicious use of proceeds from the country's oil and gas industry. He made the comments at the induction ceremony of some members of the Ghana Pentecostal and Charismatic Council in Accra. The Chief of the Defense Staff, Lieutenant General Peter Blaze, says the Ghana Armed Forces is ready to meet any challenges that would arise in the 2012 election. He has, however, asked the public to be tolerant in their endeavors and always resort to the rule of law. And the opposition in Senegal has called for more protests against President Watt's plan for a third-term bid. The opposition, who are united under the June 23 movement, warned President Watt that the time for talking is over. The news was presented by Samuel Essa in Accra.